Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:44, 16 till 8. If any of you listen regularly, you know what a proponent I am for education in general and early childhood education specifically and the importance of it. Well, the Louisiana Policy Institute for Children recently released results from Paying It Forward, Investing in Early Educators, the Current Challenges and Opportunities Facing Louisiana Child Care Providers. And that was a survey that looked into Louisiana early childhood education and businesses to better understand the challenges of the field that support parents as they go to work or school, or to look for new work. And here to discuss the results of that survey is Madeline Karst-Batson, Policy and Research Director for the Louisiana Policy Institute of Children. Good morning, Madeline. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. It's good to be with you again.
Would it be okay if I change my name to Madeline Karst-Batson?
We can be twins for the day.
Man, that sounds good. Tell me about the provider survey.
Yeah, so this is an annual survey that we do of early childhood education providers or businesses. The survey constantly shows that there is a true dedication from providers in the field to really serve their communities and educate and care for young children and therefore their parents, their working parents. However, what we also saw in the survey is that rising costs across their business, low wages to educators, and high staff turnover, and ongoing financial strains continue to be a real challenge for early childhood education providers' longevity.
You know, when I look at this, I'm reminded of really, in a way, nursing homes, in that the work these people do is so important, and yet they are so often overlooked and underpaid, but it is extremely important. Sometimes it's out of sight, out of mind, and it's the same thing when it comes to this, is it not?
There's definitely something to be said for the feeling of knowing that they contribute substantially to our economy. They, meaning the early childhood providers, but definitely not being able to keep up with the rising costs and definitely not able to sustain wages for their staff in a way that really honors the work that they do. You know, early child education educators truly are brain architects. Young children's brains are developing so quickly between the ages of birth to four that we know they're a critical piece of our future generation, but also a critical piece of our current economic infrastructure for working parents. And they certainly aren't able to pay their staff what they deserve.
Because by the very definition, they have to work longer than the schools do, right?
Yes. Early childhood education centers are open year-round, all day. Typically, they open between 6 and 7 a.m., and they close around 6 p.m. every day. And so they're open all day to support our workforce. And they're also open year-round, which is a bit different. Despite that, early educators, our survey showed, are making around $28,000 a year, and that's about half compared to what their K-12 counterparts are making.
When it comes to what the providers would want, ideally, what would they like to be able to do?
Providers constantly say, not only in this year's survey, but in previous surveys as well, and we see this across the field all the time, is that they want to do more. Providers see the need in their communities. They see the wait list at the state level for the Child Care Assistance Program, which is our state assistance program for child care that has thousands of kids who are eligible but cannot get access to affordable care because of a lack of funding. And so providers see that there is a huge need for parents to engage with the workforce and have a strong place for their children to go, but they can't expand just because of the lack of financial ability to do so. But they definitely want to do more. They just are really, their hands are tied.
Did this study go into how many parents or what percentage of the workforce depends on early childhood education?
That would be our parent poll that we have coming out later this year. But we do know that in Louisiana, two-thirds of children under age 5 have all available parents in the workforce. So we know that the vast majority of our youngest children are in the care of someone so their parents can engage with the workforce. And so really early childhood providers fill that gap and provide a space for not only care, but truly like learning. They are preparing children for kindergarten, which we know has long-term positive implications on the longevity of their academic success once they enter kindergarten. So,
let's talk more about that when we come back. We got to take a break. We're talking to Madeline Karst-Batson, Research Policy Director for the Louisiana Policy Institute of Children, about are we investing enough in early childhood education in Louisiana? 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 7:56, 4 till 8, Wednesday morning. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Madeline Karst-Batson, Research Policy Director for Louisiana Policy Institute of Children. We're talking about their new study out and about whether or not we're investing enough in childhood education. And I want to get this in before we run out of time. What happens if these places don't stay open or more don't open? What happens then to the workforce? What happens to the kids?
That's a great question. So we know early childhood education providers truly are the cornerstone of our economy. They are the backbone of it because when parents with young children need to make decisions on how to best financially prepare their families for their future, part of that equation is typically going back to work. And we know that majority of even mothers go back to work pretty soon after their children are born because of the necessity of needing to do that. And so, there's many options for families there's options that they have to make when they have young children. But early childhood education providers are a really great option because, again, they are providing care, but they're also preparing children for their future education. These are learning environments. So we know the impact of high quality early education on children is that they're prepared for kindergarten. They're outperforming their peers who didn't have high quality care in middle school and high school tests. they're more likely to graduate, have higher earnings in adulthood, and are more likely to be healthier and make better decisions for themselves and their future. And so even though we're talking about the first 4 years of life, it has lifelong implications on their development. And then for parents, it has truly like career-long implications for their economic stability for their own family. So early childhood education providers need to stay open, not only to better serve children, but to better serve their families and therefore create happier, healthier, whole families in their communities, which we know is really important.
So it seems like you got the squeeze coming from both ends. You got parents that are being squeezed by the economy and they need to work more, or maybe mom was staying at home and has to go back to work. Meanwhile, you got the early child care centers being squeezed by inflation and higher prices as well. Who's going to make up that difference?
What's exciting is that our early childhood system in Louisiana actually has a really great infrastructure and has the capacity to do more. We saw with the influx of increases in funding through COVID stimulus funds that early childhood education system has the capacity and the talent to take on more children. The holdup truly is investment. And so at the base level, if our state government could find a way to increase funding for the Child Care Assistance Program or other early childhood programs that our state has, that would make a direct and immediate impact on the success of our children and parents.
80% of brain development takes place from birth through age 3, 90% by age 4. It's all about the foundation, and the only way to keep people productive and out of jail, the first key is what, Madeline?
Early childhood education.
You got it. Thank you. I appreciate your time. I really do, and the work you do. Madeline Karst-Batson, Research and Policy Director. Anything else you want to make, any point you want to make in the 30 seconds we have left?
We need more investment in early education. It has a long-term impact on our kids and our families. What better way can we spend our money?
I hope the legislature gets that. That's the cheapest thing in the long run. Best return on investment you can get. Thank you. Madeline Karst-Batson, Research and Policy Director for Louisiana Policy Institute for Children. When we come back, we'll talk to Ronald Surpass, Professor of Practice, Department of Criminal Justice, our weekly deep dive into crime. Then we'll talk to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Councilman, about that $100 million budget deficit the city's facing. And more when we come back on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.